This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S.'s response to the killings of three American soldiers in Jordan has started. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Hours after President Biden watched in Delaware as the soldiers' remains arrived on U.S. soil, he says America has started striking back for the attack, hitting targets in Iraq and Syria used by Iran and affiliated militants to attack U.S. forces. Central Command says it's hit more than 80 targets, including command and control centers, missiles, and rockets. In a written statement, the president says the response will continue. And while the U.S. does not see conflict in the Middle East, quote, "Let all those who might seek to do us harm know this. If you harm an American, we will respond." Sagar Magani, Washington.
British Foreign Secretary David Cameron has told the Associated Press that his country could officially recognize a Palestinian state after a ceasefire in Gaza without waiting for the outcome of what could be years-long negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians on a two-state solution. The UN's top court says it does have jurisdiction to rule on a request by Ukraine by a declaration that Kyiv is not responsible for genocide. Charles Ledesma.
Joan Donoghue, president of the ICJ, says Russia hadn't produced any evidence regarding Ukraine's alleged abuse of process. The ruling comes in a case filed by Ukraine alleging that Moscow used trumped-up claims of genocide to justify its invasion nearly 2 years ago. The ICJ, however, said it didn't have jurisdiction in two other aspects of Ukraine's case, claims that Russia's invasion violated the 1948 Genocide Convention and that Moscow's recognition of two breakaway republics in eastern Ukraine also amounted to a breach of the convention. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Leaders of the 27 European Union countries have sealed a deal to provide Ukraine with 50 billion euros in support for its war-ravaged economy after Hungary dropped weeks of threats to veto the term funding in the measure. The European Council President, Charles Michel, said Thursday the agreement locks in the long-term funding for Ukraine and shows the EU's determination to support the country's future. The aid package consists of about two-thirds loans and one-third grants. A fire caused by a gas explosion late Thursday evening in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, killed at least three people and injured more than 280. VOA's Mariama Diallo reports.
Government spokesperson Isaac Maura said on the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, that the explosion happened at the Mradi area in Nairobi's Embakasi neighborhood. One truck that was loaded with gas exploded, igniting a huge ball of fire that spread widely. He said the inferno damaged several vehicles and commercial properties. Neighborhood houses also caught fire, with a number of residents inside, given it was late at night. The scene has been secured and a command center is now in place to help coordinate rescue operations and other intervention efforts, he said. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
A U.S. federal judge has postponed former President Donald Trump's March trial on charges of plotting to overturn the 2020 election. AP correspondent Norman Hall with more.
Judge Tanya Chutkan vacated the March 4th trial date in the case brought by Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith, but did not immediately set a new date. That creates an opening for a separate case in New York charging Trump in connection with hush money payments to a porn actor to proceed first. Meanwhile, a federal appeals court has yet to resolve a pending appeal from Trump, arguing that he is immune from prosecution for actions he took in the White House. It's not clear when the three-judge panel might rule, but a ruling in favor of prosecutors that permits the case to move forward is expected to be appealed by the Trump team, likely resulting in additional delays. Norman Hall, Washington.
Recapping one of her top stories, British Foreign Secretary David Cameron has told the Associated Press that his country could officially recognize the Palestinian state after a ceasefire in Gaza, without waiting for the outcome of what would be years-long negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians on a two-state solution. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.